Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
We are going to try something different today.
我们今天会做一些不同的事情。
Usually I encourage my youth to put away their phones, but we're going to start out with our phone today. So take out your phone.
通常我都会跟我的青少年们讲，让他们把电话放起来，专心听讲。但是今天呢，我们有点不同，请大家把电话拿出来用。
And if you have a QR code scanner.
如果你有一个扫描器可以扫描二维码的话
I have a QR code that needs to go come up in a few minutes. But we have an online poll. Let's have a little interaction this morning. I'd like you to do an online poll. There's three questions that I would like you to answer.
等一下呢，有一个在线的这个调查问题，二维码呢会呈现在屏幕上面。我们想大家扫描的一些码呢，这个接受一下调查。
So until it comes up, there's three questions. Two true false questions. First one is when a person offends another person, that offender should always apologize.
等一下呢，这个问题很快就出来，但是你扫描之后，你就会看到三个问题。其中第一个问题是说，选对错的，是当一个人冒犯他人的时候，冒犯者总是应该要道歉，
so, yeah,
对还是错？
So the code's up there. You can go ahead and start. Second question is when a person offends another person, the person offended should always seek an apology.
第二个问题你将会看到了，你扫描之后将会看到了。第二个问题也是选对错问题，是当一个人冒犯他人的时候，被冒犯者应该寻求道歉。你觉得是对还是错？
And the third question is a multiple choice question. When somebody offends you, when do you forgive?
第三个问题呢是一个选择题哈。这个问题是当有人冒犯你的时候，你何时原谅他们？
Do you offend them after they have changed?Or do you forgive them after they have changed? Or do you forgive them after they give you an apology? Or do you just forgive them right away? Or you never forgive them?
有四个选项，你要在当中选哈。第一个选项是，我看到他们改变之后才原谅他们。第二个选项是，他们向我致以诚挚的道歉之后我才原谅他们。第三个选项是我马上就原谅他们。第四个选项是我绝不原谅他们。
Okay. If you're using our church's internet, it might be really slow. You might want to just use data for just a few minutes so we can get the results.
如果这个网络很慢的话，你可能要打开你手机的数据服务啊，这样做的可能要快一点。
All right. So while we're waiting for the results, I just want to review. So the last 2 weeks, our pastors have been introducing us to the theme of renew.
当大家还在做这个调查的时候呢，我们现在先回顾一下，在过去的两个礼拜，牧师们讲到呢，都提到这个我们今年教会的主题是更新。
And they used the verses Romans 12, 1 and 2 as an introduction to.
他们呢使用了这个罗马书的第十二章一到二节作为他们的这个经文。
So first week we.Learned about verse 1 where we need to submit ourselves as living sacrifice, meaning submitting every part of our body.
所以第一个礼拜呢，我们所听到的是说我们要把自己献上，把自己献上当作活祭献给神，是要献上我们身体的所有的每一个部分。
And in the second week, we learned that it is by renewing our minds, renewing, to be changing the way we think, not to be conformed to the norm, what are normal patterns of this world?
第二个礼拜呢，我们谈到就是我们的心意要更新而变化，但我们思考的模式，我们不要效法这个世界去思考。
So this week, wanted to talk about let's talk about renewing in our relationships, and I wanted to specifically talk about forgiveness.
所以今天这是第三个礼拜，我们谈这个话题。今天我要涉及到，就是我们人际关系当中一个很重要的关系，就是原谅。在我们的关系上面，我们也要更新。我们今天要谈到原谅的事情。
All right, so let's see what our polls. We will get the poll results up.
所以现在呢，我们来看一看我们刚才调查的结果如何。
Okay, I'm showing. All right.
我这里有结果了。
All right, one up. Can you show them? Can you show them, Nick?Not getting up? Okay, all right. I got 19 responses.
我只收到了19个回答调查。
All right, so far, you can still do it if...
你还可以继续的提交你的调查结果。
All right, true, false. When a person offends another person, the offender should always apologize.
第一个问题，当一个人冒犯他人的时候，冒犯者总是应该道歉。
78% said yes, that's true. 22 said no, don't have to.
78%的人说 是。22% 的人说不一定。
All right. True false. When a person offends another person, the offended person should seek an apology.
第二个问题，当一个人冒犯他人的时候，被冒犯者应当寻求道歉。
70% said false.
70% 多的人说错。
30% said true.
30% 的人说对。
32% and 28%. Right. Okay, interesting. That's good. When someone offends you, when do you forgive them?
第三个问题，当有人冒犯你的时候，你何时原谅他们？
31% said after I have seen them change.
31% 的人说我要看到他们改变之后才原谅他们。
40% said after they give me a sincere apology.
40% 的人说当他们向我致以诚挚的道歉之后，我原谅他们。
27% said I forgive them right away.
27%的人说我马上就原谅他们。
So about a third, and then the rest. My math is not fast enough to know what the rest of the percentage.
大概就是三分之一哈，我的数学还没那么快，算不出剩下的。
About a third, all around.
大概三分之一，都选了各自那三个问题。
Okay.
好。
Good.
这是很好的调查。
All right, so let's begin. Let's begin this morning by reciting. I would like us to begin by reciting the Lord's Prayer together.
So, 我们这个调查之后，我们呢在开始之前呢，我们想要背一下主导文。
Okay, let's do it in Chinese first, and then in English.
Okay. 我们就是背一下主导文，我们用中文先开始。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
In English, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will
be
done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Now, right after the Lord's Prayer, next two verses.
在这个紧接着主导文之后。接下来我们看到两节的经文。
To me, it's very interesting that the first thing Jesus talks about is forgiveness.
对我来讲是非常有兴趣的。这件他讲到第一件最重要的事情就是原谅，或者称之为饶恕、赦免。
He says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
他说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。”
But if you do not forgive either the other sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So in the context of the Lord's Prayer, we know that forgiveness is it's very, very important when it comes to praying to the Lord.
所以在这个主导文当中，我们看见对神来讲，原谅或者饶恕的功课对神来讲是非常非常重要的。
So let me ask you, which is easier, to be forgiven or to forgive somebody else?
所以我来问大家一个问题，是你给出原谅更容易呢，还是你得到原谅更容易？
For most of us, receiving forgiveness is, of course, much easier because it means we have a second chance, maybe a second chance to do something better, or maybe a second chance to correct something that we did wrong.
对大部分人来讲，可能接受原谅更容易，因为接受原谅就意味着我们有再一次的机会去改正。
And we are very grateful when we do receive forgiveness.
当我们就是真的接受原谅的时候，我们就觉得非常的感恩。
However, when it comes to giving forgiveness, that's sometimes a little harder.
但是当我们需要给出原谅的时候呢，我们就觉得这个事情变得有点困难。
Because it means we've been offended. It means because we've been hurt by somebody.
因为那个时候就意味着别人冒犯了我们，我们受到了伤害。
And we feel justified in holding back forgiveness.
有时候我们会觉得这个公义应该得到彰显。
Maybe demanding that they change, or maybe demanding an apology.
甚至我们在原谅之前，我们希望要求他们生命有所改变，甚至要求他们来道歉。
If I were to ask you, what's the hardest setting for giving forgiveness?
如果我再来问你，就是说，什么事情是最难的？当你要给出原谅的时候，什么事情是最难的
？Work at home or school？
是在什么样场合之下呢？是在你工作场合，还在家庭，还在学校的场合呢？给出原谅是最难的。
I think most of us would say at home。
我想大部分会，我大部分会讲是在家里面或者亲戚当中是更难给出原谅的。
And for me, it was actually through my family situations that I learned the most about forgiveness.
对我来讲，我真的是在家里面学到最难的，最大的关于原谅的功课。
And verse 15 is one of, to me, is one of the biggest warnings that we have about forgiveness.
在刚才的第十五节当中，是我看它作为一个非常大的警告。
If you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Is that right? Is God going to hold back His? Is that what I read?
这个是神的意思吗？神要把这个赦免和原谅拿走吗
？I mean, isn't forgiveness freely given to us when Christ died on the cross?
难道不是说当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他的原谅已经都给我们了吗？
Well, let's keep reading. So we need to read some more. We need to study some more about forgiveness. Let's read what the rest of the Bible says.
所以我们需要看一看圣经其他的部分怎么讲到原谅的事情。我们一起来学习，继续学习这个功课。
So let's pray first.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to be here this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会，使我们来到你的面前。
Lord, as we tackle the subject of forgiveness,
当我们涉及到原谅。和赦免这个领域的时候
，I pray you speak through your word。
请你用你自己的话语来对我们讲话。
I pray you speak through me。
你使用我来传讲你的话。
And where I am unclear, I pray that your spirit will make it clear。
当我讲的不清楚的时候，求主你的圣灵来使它更清楚。
In your son's name we pray。
奉主顺奉你儿子的名，我们祷告。
Amen。
Amen。
All right, so renewing our relationships and forgiveness.
所以我们要在原谅和赦免这个事情上面更新我们的人际关系。
So the first question we're going to tackle is when should we forgive?
第一个问题我们今天要看到的就是我何时应该去原谅。
Then how should we forgive?
然后我们要看到以怎么样的方式去原谅。
And why we should forgive?
接下来我们看为什么我需要原谅。
So we're going to look first at when should we forgive?
第一个问题，我何时应该原谅？
All right, look at Luke 17:3-4. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them.
路加福音十七章三到四节，你们要谨慎。若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
So technically, whenever someone offends you, Jesus says you and they say sorry, you must forgive them.
所以从技术上来讲的话，就是说每一次有人得罪了你，他过来跟你讲说对不起。那个时候你就应该原谅他。
And how many times?
多少次呢
？Seven, right?
七次。
Yeah. So, okay. So that means, all right, you offended me. Okay, one.
这个意味着说，好啊，你冒犯我一次，那我记一下账，
yeah,
一次了。
I'll get my notebook out. Okay, that's one. I forgive you one.
然后我把笔记本拿出来记一下啊，我原谅你了一次了。
Two, three, four.
二三
six.This is six times.
六次，然后我已经记住了六次了。
Seven. Aha! I don't have to forgive you anymore.
七次，好，已经结束了。
You met your
啊，以后我不能再原谅。
You met your quota. I'm done with you.
所以，我跟你已经结束了。
You know, actually, when we read the Bible, the number seven has a if we all I think we all understand the number seven has an important meaning.
当我们读圣经的时候，你看看七这个数字。其实还有它别的意思的，它有一个很重要的意思。
It has a meaning of completeness, doneness.
这个七 意味着完全的意思。
So like in the sixth day, in the creation story, the world was created in seventh day, in 6 days, on the seventh day, God rested, he was done.
比如说回到神的创造，神在前面六天他创造，第七天他就安息了。
Or if you remember the story of Naaman, the Syrian captain who came to Elisha, to get cleansed. Elisha told him, go dip yourselves in the Jordan River. How many times? 7 times.
所以或者你当时想一想乃曼的这个事情，当以利沙告诉乃曼要他的麻风病得洁净的时候，要到约旦河里面去洗，洗几次啊？洗七次。
So throughout the Bible, this is just two examples. Throughout the Bible, we see the number seven, and it has a meaning of completeness or fullness.
我们刚才只是两个例子，但是你通篇圣经来看的话，当你看这个七这个数字，它有完全的意思。
So what Jesus meant was, I want you to be completely forgive.
所以耶稣刚才讲说你要七次原谅别人的时候，他的意思是说你要完全的去原谅别人。
But apparently Peter didn't quite understand that.
但是很明显这个使徒彼得不一定明白那个意思。
Because he heard the seven and then he kind of tested Jesus a little bit.
当他听到这个七次的时候，他就好像有点想要试探耶稣究竟是什么意思。
So Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? So he heard seven.
经文记载说，那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？他之所以这么问，是因为他听到了七这个数字。
And, you know, his brother was actually one of the disciples too, you know, so he's probably, hey Jesus, Andrew right there, he gets me angry sometimes, so, you know, let me understand this correctly, I just need to forgive him 7 times, right?
他的弟兄就是安德烈也在他当中，也是耶稣的一个门徒。我跟你弄清楚哈，我只需要原谅他七次就可以了，对吗？
And Jesus, no. Let me try to explain it to you this way. So he says in the next verse.
耶稣说不，让我来给你用另外一个方式来解释一下吧。
All right, Jesus says, I tell you, not 7 times.
耶稣说，我对你说，不是七次
，but 70 times 7,
乃是七十个。
And Peter's like, oh man, I got to get a bigger notebook now.
彼得在想，哦，我需要拿一个更大的笔记本来写了。
No, what Jesus is saying that you have to forgive every time. You have to completely forgive.
但是耶稣的意思是说，你应该每一次的原谅，你应该完全的原谅。
Forgive them every time that they sin against you.
完全的每一次。别人得罪你的时候，你都应该原谅。
Okay, so what if a person doesn't apologize? All right, they offended you and they don't apologize.
但是我们碰到这样的一个情况，就是一个冒犯者他冒犯了你，但是他就是不道歉，怎么办
？Mark 11:25.
这个是在马可福音。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone.Go find them, demand an apology from them, and then forgive them, right?
你们站在祷告的时候，若有人想起有人得罪你，你们就去找到他，然后让他去道歉，是这样吗？
No, that's not what it says. It says,
不
forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins.
不，经文不是那样说的。经文怎么说的呢？说你就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
There's no...mention of requiring an apology or mention of confrontation is simply Jesus simply says forgive them.
在这里并没有去请求别人原谅，并没有去要求别人改变，没有任何的东西。耶稣简简单单的说，你就当饶恕他。
But you may say, but they hurt me. They offended me. They need to know that they hurt me.
你可能会说，哦，对啊，他冒犯了我，他伤害了我，他应该知道他伤害了我。
But Jesus says forgive them.
但耶稣说，就当赦免他。
And I might add that Jesus set this example even when he was on the cross dying.
耶稣甚至自己以身作则，当他在十字架上面的时候。
Because when he was on the cross, what did he say?
当他在十字架上的时候，他说了什么呢？
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So we.According to Jesus' teaching, we need to forgive them, even though they don't know, Even though they have not apologized, we need to forgive them when it comes to mind.
所以根据耶稣的教导，我们应该赦免他们，就算他们不知道他们所做的事情。当我们想到别人得罪我们的时候，就应该原谅他们。
So not only does God extend His forgiveness to us before we realize we need it, how He forgives us is an example of how we should forgive each other.
所以现在我们看到了，耶稣给我们做的表率，就是甚至在我们知道我们得罪他的时候，他已经原谅我们，并且他也让我们去原谅别人。
So how does God forgive us?
我们来看一看神是怎样原谅我们的呢？
I'm going to turn to Psalm 103:12.
在这个诗篇的103篇的第十二节。
And it says, As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
就是说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远。
Now we know technically speaking, if I started going west, and Pastor Kumi started going east,
现在我们这样讲，这个我如果往这个西走，然后昆明传道往东走。
Eventually, we would meet on the other side of the world, right?
最后我们会在这个地球的另外一边见面，是吗？
But really, what we're talking here is a poetic language of how God has separated us from our sin.
但是神在这里讲的话是说这个很远，然后就像那么远一样。神把我们的过犯离开我们有多远。
And then not only is he taking our sin and throwing it far away as far as the east is from the west, he's not going to remember it anymore.
而且是他把我们的这个过犯好像就把它扔到很远的地方，他以后再不要再记得它。
Hebrews 8:12 says,
希伯来书的第八章第十二节这样讲。
I missed it up there. But Hebrews 8:12 says, For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sin no more.
希伯来书的第八章十二节这样讲。他说，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Okay, so he's not going to remember our sin. In fact, you know, when I read 1 Corinthians 13, the first couple of verses, when it talks, you know, we know that God is love, and it talks about love.
当我读到这个哥林多前书第十三章，那里讲到爱的是爱的这个含义的时候，那里讲到说神是爱，前面那两节是这样讲的。
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒。
And there's the last phrase after that. Do you guys remember what that is?
接下来还有几节经文在后面，大家记得吗
？Love keeps no record of wrong.
神不计算人的恶。
You know.Being a human, it's hard to forget.
作为人，作为肉体来讲，真的是很难去原谅别人。
When somebody wrongs us.
当别人冒犯我们的时候，真的很难去原谅别人。
But God, in His forgiveness, has chosen to not remember, to forget, to separate the sin from us.
但是神却选择了原谅，选择了忘记，选择了把我们的过犯，让他离开我们。
How great a God to be able to do that!
神这样做是多么的伟大。
I didn't understand that until I had a little experience about 15 years ago.
我实在是不太明白，这个神这样大的赦免，直到有一件事情发生，这件事情大概是15年前。
I was playing probably more than 15 years ago. I was playing soccer for the CIU soccer club team.
那个时候我在 CIU就是代表他打一个足球的联盟。
And I was chasing after a loose ball in front of the opposing goal.
在这个当时有一个球，大家都在追这个球，我在尽力的追赶这个球。
So I was in front of the goal, and I was going after that ball. I was gonna shoot for the goal.
所以如果追到这个球的话，我就会射门了。
So I was going for the ball, and so was their goalkeeper.
所以我就尽力的追这个球，但是对方的守门员也在追这个球。
And one thing I do remember before the game, when I was warming up, I saw the goalkeeper, and he was a big, tall guy.
我唯一记得的一点点事情就是对方的这个守门员是非常非常高大的一个人。
So you know, when the strategy for shooting against big, tall people is to shoot low and fast, right? Because it takes them a longer time to get down to get low, right?
但是如果你有一个好的战术的话，你就知道对付这个高大凶猛的人呢，你有一个好的战术，就是把这个球呢射得低和平，因为对高大人来讲，他要低下去啊，要更长的时间才可以阻止你。
So we're running at each other and we collide.
所以我们两个人都去抢那个球，然后我们两个人就冲撞了。
Now one thing I didn't read that I should have also thought about: the bigger they are, the harder they hit.
但是我同时也应该记得，他更高大，那我们撞的就更凶猛。
We collided. I landed on my head, and I was out.
然后我们就冲撞了。我头部着地，然后我就昏倒。
When I finally revived, I didn't know where I was.
当我再次醒来的时候，我真不知道我在哪里。
I had to be carried off the field.
我是被抬出场的。
But as I was being carried off, the goalkeeper, you know, he came down, he reached down and, you know, offered an apology.
当我倒在地上的时候，那个守门员呢过来跟我握手，拉我起来，算作是一种道歉。
And I accepted it because I don't remember what happened.
我接受了这个道歉，我也是不知道别的事情怎么做，我根本不知道什么事情发生了。
I had, you know, oh, sure, okay.There was no offense for me to hold against him.
然后我就讲，哦，好吧，那个时候我也不知道怎么样再去埋怨他。
And there was like I had forgotten it.
因为我已经忘记了。
And so that kind of reminds me about how God is.
对啊，这个就提醒我，
He's forgiven us and He's forgotten it. He's the chosen to forget it. You know, for us. I think sometimes if we're going to really forget, maybe we just need to knock our heads every once in a while and forget what people have done to us.
提醒我神是怎样的，神他就选择这样原谅我们，就忘记我们。
A friend of mine once suggested to me. He said, "Really, if we are really to forgive each other, we should really only have to forgive each other once."
有一个朋友呢，他却跟我这样讲，他说如果我们这样去原谅别人的话，其实我们只是必须原谅别人一次就够了。
I said, wait a minute, the Bible just, I mean, Jesus just said 70 times 7.
但是等一下，圣经告诉我们是70个七次啊。
And he said, okay, listen, yes, they offend you, you forgive them. That's one time, then you forget it.
对，他说，好，你听着，他冒犯你，然后他道歉，然后你原谅这一次了，然后我们就忘记。
Then they offend you, you forgive them. Oh, number one.
他们又冒犯你，然后你又原谅他再记一笔账，这是第二次。
And then you forget it.
然后你又忘记。
They offend you again, you forgive them. Oh, first time.
他冒犯你这个再冒犯你，然后你又原谅他。因为你已经忘记了，所以这对你来讲，这个又是第一次。好，再记一下，这是第一次。
That's the way that we should treat each other.
这个就是我们应该怎么样彼此对待的。
Okay, so God tells us that we need to forgive every time.
所以神告诉我们，每一次都要原谅。
We need to forgive completely.
我们应该完全的去原谅。
You know, forgive every time. Okay, yeah, maybe I can do it.Forgive completely, yeah, it's a little bit harder because I remember things.
我们就是原谅的过程当中，我们可能这个要学习，要更加努力的学习去原谅。
So what else does the Bible say?
圣经在其他地方还说了什么呢？
I think there's an even more compelling reason why we should forgive.
我相信圣经里面讲的有更重要的理由让我们去原谅。
We should forgive.Because it has been done to us first.
我们之所以要原谅别人，是因为神先原谅我们。
Corinthians 3:13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you."
格罗西书第三章十三节，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
You should forgive because God showed you forgiveness first.
换句话讲，就是说你们要饶恕别人，是因为主饶恕了你们。
You know how to do it because it has been done to you.
你知道应该怎么去做，因为神已经做在你身上。
But another reason is that unforgiveness affects our horizontal relationships.
另外一个原因是因为我们的这个怀怨以及不原谅会影响到我们平行人与人之间的人际的平行的关系。
Luke 6:37 says, "Do not judge, or you will be judged. Do not condemn, or you will be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven."
路加福音的六章三十七节这样讲，你们不要论断人，就不被人论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
You know, if you don't learn to forgive, people in your relationships around you will also find it hard to forgive you.
如果你不去饶恕别人，那在你身边的人也同样会发现，如果要饶恕你的话是很困难的。
Matthew 7:12 says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you."
马太福音的第七章十二节这样讲，无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So in others, treat others like you would want them to treat you. If you want to be forgiven, you need to learn to forgive.
换句话讲，你对待别人就是。你若愿意别人怎样待你，若愿意别人呢原谅你，那你就先原谅别人。
But thirdly, unforgiveness also affects our vertical relationship with God.
第三点，我们若不原谅，同样它会影响到我们这个垂直的与神之间的关系。
Let's go back to some of the verses that we looked at already. Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sin, your Father will not forgive your sins.
我们回到刚才我们曾经看过的两节经文，就是马太福音的六章十四到十五卷。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And then Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them.
马可福音十一章二十五节，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他们。
So that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins.
好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
So I talked about personal stories that helped me learn about forgiveness, especially with my family.
所以我讲一些这个例子，在我在生命当中所学习原谅的功课，特别是关于我的家庭。
When I was living in Virginia, my family was still living in Taiwan.
当我在 Virginia 的时候，我的其他家人呢，那个时候还在台湾。
And they had a car accident on the freeway.
他们在高速公路上面有一场车祸。
They were following a large truck, and the truck ran over a piece of wood.
他们在一辆大卡车后面开车。但这个大卡车呢，就是压到一个小木块。
And after it ran over the board, it kicked the board up in the air.
这个木块呢，被碾起来，然后呢，这个木块被跳起来，在在空中跳起来。
And it came through the windshield and hit my mom in the head.
然后这个木块就直接撞在我父母的车。然后就打到我母亲身上。
My mother ended up in the hospital for a few days.
我妈妈就是头被撞了之后在住院了好几天。
Meanwhile, I was in Virginia.
那个时候我在 Virginia.
And nobody told me.
没人告诉我。
Two weeks later, I was talking to my aunt.
两个礼拜之后我跟我的阿姨讲话。
She said, "Did you hear about the accident?"
他说你听说这个事故了吗？车祸了吗？
What accident?
什么车祸？
Then she told me about the details of what happened.
然后阿姨就告诉了我这个车祸的细节。
I was furious. I was very mad.
我就非常的生气。
I mean, I'm part of the family. Why didn't they tell me about these things?
我想我是家庭的一员，为什么这么重要的事情他们不告诉我？
I mean, all these questions started coming to mind. You know, this could have been very serious. What if my mom died? You know?
我就想了很多的一些设想，这个很多事情可能会发生。我就想，如果我母亲那个时候身亡怎么办？
When were they actually going to plan to tell me about this?
那他们究竟计划什么时候才告诉我？
And on top of that, I had to hear from somebody else 2 weeks later.
然后我这个事情还需要通过第三方其他的人告诉我，而且是两个礼拜之后的。
That call was on Saturday.
那个电话呢是礼拜六。
Sunday, I drove to church.
礼拜天呢我去教会。
I still remember driving to the parking lot, and I was very, very, very upset.
我仍然记得在教会开车去教会的路上，在那个停车场里面，我还是非常非常的沮丧生气。
I sat in the car. I was just still fuming, man.
我在在车里面。
But I knew that I could not walk into the sanctuary and worship God with this madness, with this anger in my heart.
虽然我很生气，但是同时我也知道，我在停车场里面，但是我要进到教堂里面去敬拜神的时候，我不能够用这个生气的状态进去。
How could I truly worship God? How could I be in here and pray and sing songs of praise to Him when I just it was ugly in my heart?
在我心中还有那么多的不原谅，还有那么多的生气，我怎么可以进到教堂里面去敬拜神，去唱歌？
I sat in my car for about 20 minutes.
我在车里面坐了差不多20分钟。
I knew that in order to really have communion with God, I had to forgive them.
我知道，若要跟神有一个关系，一个美善的关系，我必须要把我心中这个不原谅拿走。
But I was so mad with my family.
但是我那时候对我的家庭真的是非常的生气。
Finally, I quit fighting.
最后我就放弃这样的挣扎。
So before I even had a chance to speak with them, before I could confront them, I said, God, I forgive them so that I can worship you.
我还没跟他们讲话，我也没去指责他们为什么不告诉我。我在做这一切的事情之前，我就跟神讲说，神啊，我原谅他们。
So momentarily the anger went away. I was able to walk in the church and enjoy being in church with the Lord.
所以短暂的那个时间，我的怒气就消失了，我就到教堂里面去敬拜神。
But to be honest with you, it did not stop right there.
但是我跟大家讲实话，我的怒气并没有在那个时候完全停止。
Many, many times over the year, over the next few years, that anger kept coming back as I remembered the situation.
几年之后，有些时候这个情况常常的回复在我的脑海当中。
Each time I had to stop,
每一次我必须停下来。
And forgive my parents.
然后要原谅我的父母。
I think it took about 2 or 3 years of doing this to be able to say, I have fully forgiven my parents.
我甚至可以讲，可能过了两三年之后，我才能说，我已经完全的原谅我的父母。
And not have a lot of pain in my heart.
那个真的是在我心中有很多的疼痛。
But even today, as I was thinking about it, there's just still a little bit, wow, you know, wow.
即便是在现在，多年过去，当我想这些、讲这些的时候，我还是有一些情感在。
But it's much better now. I mean, I.
但是我知道现在是好很多了。我已经学会这样的功课。
I'm learning what it means to forgive.
我还没有完全的学会，但是我正在学。我一直在学怎么样去原谅和赦免。
But if it is not your constant practice of forgiving, then there will be a broken relationship between you and God.
如果你不常常来操练这个赦免的功课，你跟神的关系会有间隙的。
And this leads to the fourth point. Unforgiveness gives room for our enemy to operate.
这个就把我们带到我今天讲的第四点上面，因为我们如果不原谅，就会给魔鬼留地步了。
1 Corinthians, we won't read this whole thing because of time, but Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians was rebuking somebody in their church for sin and was rebuking the church members because they weren't doing anything about it.
今天我们时间的也不太够，所以我们不会读这个整个的上下文。但在这个哥林多前书当中，保罗写信给哥林多教会，要指着他们当中的一些人，要责备他们，是因为他们做错了事情。
So by the time that Paul wrote his second letter, the church had taken care of the sin.
所以当他写哥林多后书的时候，那个教会听到了保罗的责备之后，已经做了一些事情去处理这个罪了。
Which is good, but then the other part was they were not really forgiving him.
这个是好的，面对这个罪恶要去处理他，这个是好的。但是呢，他们在处理的过程当中，好像忘记了去原谅。
He said that the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now, instead, you ought to forgive him and comfort him.So that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you therefore to affirm your love for him.
所以呢，他在后书里面就这样讲，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了，倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。
And skip down to verse 10. Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. For what I have forgiven, and what I have forgiven, if there is anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for our sake.In order, verse 11, this is the important part, in order that Satan might not outwit us.
所以我们就跳到后面第十节，哥林多后书第二章第十节，你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁，我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们所赦免的。第十一节这里很重要，这里说，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们。
For we are not unaware of his schemes.
因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
So Paul's saying, enough, guys.He's done. He knows he's done wrong. Now forgive him.
所以保罗在跟他们讲说，够了，够了，他已经知道他错了，现在呢是轮到你们要赦免他。
Otherwise, your unforgiveness is going to give Satan a foothold to spread bitterness.
否则你们若不赦免的话，这个时候撒旦就会趁着机会来胜过我们。
When Anita and I got married, one thing that we promised to each other was that at the end of each day.No matter what argument we had, we would forgive each other, we would put away our anger, and we would be able to sleep in the same bed.
当 Anita 和我结婚的时候，那时候我们彼此有一个承诺，就是说无论我们当中有什么样的争吵，但是在这个那一天要结束的时候，我们会互相的原谅，并且就是彼此和好，要睡在同一张床上。
It comes from Ephesians 4:26, where it says, In your anger, do not sin.Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
因为以弗所书第四章二十六节这么讲，他说：“生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。”
We decided this as a couple because I remember when I was a child that at one time my parents' relationship was not good.
我们之所以这样决定，作为夫妻这样决定，是因为我想起来我们在我做孩子的时候，有时候看到我的父母当中会有一些争吵。
It happens in marriage.
这个它会发生的，在婚姻当中会发生的。
In both good and bad.
有时候好的或者坏的。
But what was most disturbing to me when I was a child was seeing my dad made to sleep on the couch.
但是呢，我作为一个孩子观察到有时候我就是不太舒服的一件事情是我看到有时候我母亲强迫我父亲睡在这个沙发上面而不是在房间里面。
I don't know whether you've heard this American term, but if the husband is in trouble, he's got to sleep in a doghouse.
我不知道你有没有听到在英文当中有这样一个谚语就是说如果丈夫犯错了他应该睡在狗屋里面。
So parents, you know, for you to provide you know, it's one thing to provide a nice home, good school, healthy meals, but the best thing that you can provide your kids is a healthy marriage.
作为父母要给孩子提供好的话那么当然你提供给他一个好的家庭好的这个学校好的健康好的食物但是呢其实最重要的你为你孩子所提供的最好的就是一个健康的婚姻。
But if you let bitterness and unforgiveness remain, it will tear your family apart.
但是如果有苦毒和怨恨在夫妻当中的时候你会损害这个家庭。
I'm going to end with one. I'm going to end with the parable of the unmerciful servant.
这个要结束的时候，我会用这样一个事例来跟大家结束，是一个不仁慈的仆人。
I'm just going to summarize because we're really getting close on time. Okay, so the Jesus story. This servant owed his master lots of money. And so the master said, I need you to pay back this money. And the servant said, no, I can't. Please don't put my family in jail. I'll pay back as best as I can. And the master, he felt sorry for him. And he said, okay, I'll cancel your debt.
我们就稍微总结一下这个故事，就是一个主人和一个仆人。这个仆人呢，欠主人很多很多钱，他没办法去偿还。所以他就跟他讲说，你主啊，求你宽容我，将来呢我一定要还清，你就不要把我和我的妻子儿女都放在监狱里面了。所以那个仆人呢的主人就动了慈心，就把他释放了，就说好吧，我赦免了你的债。
Okay, so then that servant, you think he'd be very grateful, right?
但是那个仆人出来的时候，你会觉得哦，他会很感恩呢，对吗？
He finds a fellow co-worker who owes him about $100.
他出去，他碰到自己的同工，那个同工正好也欠他差不多100块钱。
You think he forgave him?
你觉得他也会赦免他的同工吗
？No, he said, "Give me my money, Mark."
他没有原谅，他反而说，给我把钱给我，还给我。
He grabbed him and choked him.
他把他抓住，甚至掐住他的喉咙。
Now all the other servants are like, "Whoa, what happened here?"
那其他的同工呢，看着这些就觉得，这怎么事情怎么这样发生呢
？And so they told the master.
所以他们就告诉主人了。
And the master went back to the first servant and says, "You, I forgave you all this, and now you, for just a little bit, you didn't forgive this guy."
所以那个主人就跟这个第一个仆人讲说，我都赦免了你那么多的债务。你连这一点点的小债你都不能赦免吗
？And he took his forgiveness away and put him in jail.
所以他甚至把他原来的那个赦免收回去了，把他放在监狱里面。
All right. So some observations.
所以我们到这里观察到一些什么呢
？First, the master forgave his servant. Okay, according to if you look in your footnote, I don't know whether you have in the footnote, but it says 20 years of war of debt.20 years of wages his master forgave.
如果你看你圣经的话，不知道你的圣经下面有没有脚注啊？那个小备注，那个备注上面写的那么多钱，欠他20年的工资那么多钱。
A lot of money.
很多钱。
And the master canceled it.
但是这个主人却赦免了他的债务。
Then the first servant did not extend that same forgiveness. In fact, he went after his co-worker for just 100 days of work of wages.
他并没有把这样的一个赦免呢，去放到别人的身上去给出去，而且反而呢是要尽力的收回一点点小的债务。那个小债务只是这个备注上面写的100天的工资。
So the master, not happy with the first servant, took back his forgiveness.
所以这个主人呢。对这个仆人非常的不满，所以就把他的赦免的债务把他撤回。
So verse 35 is really a warning to us.
第35节呢，对我们来说是一个很大的警告。
This is how your heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
你们个人若不从心里赦免饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Think about it. It's like God saying, if you cannot forgive others.Then you do not understand my forgiveness, and nor do you deserve my forgiveness.
就好像神在这样跟我们讲：如果你不去原谅别人，你就不明白我对你的原谅意义有多深刻，也不配得到我的原谅。
But you know, and you might tell God, "But I'm offended. Why should I forgive?"
但你有可能会说：我已经被冒犯了，我为什么要原谅他
？But God is saying, "You think you feel offended?" I feel offended 7 billion times each day and more.
那你神有可能跟你这么说啊？你觉得你被冒犯了吗？你想一想，我被冒犯，可能是你的70亿倍那么多。
But I still forgive.
但是我还是原谅。
Looking back at the poll questions that we had earlier.
那我们回顾一下在这个调查的问题上面。
In conclusion.
啊，我们以此做一个结论。
When a person offends another person, the offender should always apologize. I think we all kind of agree that, you know, that's the right thing for the person to do, to apologize, right?
第一个问题，当有人冒犯你的时候，被冒犯者总是应该原谅。我想我们大家已经得出这个结论，我们就是应该原谅，对吗？
And when a person offends another person, the offended person should seek an apology.
第二个问题，当有人冒犯你的时候，那个被冒犯者应该去寻求冒犯者的道歉。
And most of us said false, and I think that's good. I think that's more in line with what the Bible talks.
我们大部分人选择说那个是错的，哎，这个选得很好，我想这个是符合圣经的原则的。
Yeah, we can still forgive without an apology.
即便没有别人的道歉，我们还是可以赦免别人。
So the last one was, when somebody offends you, when do you forgive them? After they have changed, or after they have given you an apology, or I forgive them right away, or never.
第三个问题就是，当有人冒犯你的时候，你什么时候去原谅他？几个选项，我看了他们变化之后，还是得到他们真诚的道歉之后，或者是我马上原谅，或者是我绝不原谅。
I was glad to see that the never was a very, very small percentage.
我想这个是有一个很小的机会，有这么一个选项。
I believe that I'm glad that never, the choice never was a very small percentage.
是啊，我很高兴你们这个最后一个选项绝不原谅是一个很小的概率。
Because that is.According to the Bible, that is never the right choice.
所以按照圣经的原则，因为那个第四个选项从来就不是一个正确的选项。
But the other three, you know, I think there's situations where all three we see in the Bible that there's situations for all three.
前面三个选项，我们好像在圣经里面都看到。
But I think the best is to forgive them right away.
我想呢，最好的选项可能是 C， 就是说我。立即，我马上就原谅。
Because that's really what God's example to us.
因为这个就是神以身作则为我们所做的事情。
So today we talked about when should we forgive? We should forgive every time.
所以今天我们讨论了一下何时我们应该原谅，我们应该随时每一次都原谅。
How should we forgive? We should forgive completely. Jesus uses example 70 times 7, not because of the number.But because of the meaning that it needs to be, we need to completely forgive people that offend us.
第二个问题，我们应该以怎样的方式去原谅？我们应该完全的原谅。耶稣说七十个七次，并不是说这个数字有多么的重要，而是他传递给我们的概念，就是说要我们去完全的原谅。
And then why should we forgive? Because God has forgiven us first.
第三个问题，为什么我们要原谅？是因为神先原谅了我们。
He has given us an example. We need to follow that.
他以身作则，我们应该效法他。
But also, there's a warning. If we don't forgive, we're giving Satan room to operate in our lives.
但与此同时，那一个严重的警告，因为当我们不原谅的时候，我们会给魔鬼留地步。
So questions we need to ask ourselves after hearing this.
所以，当我们听了这些之后，我们应该问自己一些问题。
How's your relationship with the Lord? How's your prayer life? How's your Bible reading?
我们与这个主的关系如何？祷告的生活如何？灵修和读圣经的生活如何
？Do you feel like there's no, you're having a hard time communicating with God?
你是否觉得跟神之间沟通有些困难呢
？One thing I might ask you: Is there anybody that you need to forgive?
那如果是有困难的话，我要问你的第一个问题就是，哎。是不是在生命当中有某个人你需要去原谅他的
？It's time for transformation. It's time to renew your relationships, both vertical and horizontal.
所以这个时候正是我们应该要更新我们的关系的时候。我们的关系有平行的关系与人的，有垂直的关系与神的。
You need to forgive. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, you have no other choice. You have to forgive.
你必须要原谅。如果你要称你自己是一个基督徒的话，你没有其他的选择，你必须要原谅。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I pray that you would work within us.
天父，我们祷告，你要在我们的心中动工。
Lord, to forgive is not always the easiest thing to do.
去赦免别人，从来都不是一件容易的事。
But we do thank you, and we are grateful that you have forgiven each of us.
但是我们 感谢你，因为你已经原谅我们每一个。
Lord, help us to extend the same forgiveness to those around us.
帮助我们也去给出原谅，给我们这边的人。
In your son's name we pray.
奉你儿子的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.